1 o'clock hour, second and final hour for Colfax a Million on the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I was just thinking, they're probably going to be a little more professional down there. I mean, you just witnessed, we had Michael Kirkpatrick come in here and doing his Star Trek thing or whatever the hell that was, and Tanner and him were fighting, and it was just, I mean, like, you're going to miss that
chaos. I'm absolutely going to miss that.
It's controlled chaos, but it's certainly chaos around here. But, yeah, I mean, I would imagine they got, like, an HR department down there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
It's still radio, though, so you'll get some quirkiness. You'll find something. You'll find somebody there.
Lots of personalities.
Yeah. That's at radio stations, you just get a lot of personalities. There's just no question about it.
Yeah.
So shoot us a text. If you say your farewells, whatever, you know, Dixon, take your last shots. He's been very professional to you.
Dixon's always been pretty nice to me.
Except for the fantasy football
thing.
He gets very upset. Although, didn't you win one this weekend? You beat...
I beat the old Tanner Schmidt.
You beat Mr. NoCo now.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's a tip. Tanner just picked against the Broncos tomorrow night. Going all in on the Broncos.
To win. I think you have to.
You have to.
Considering his track record.
Well, he wanted Adazio fired after half a second. We would argue Brad Stevens, he said, was going to be a better coach than Greg Popovich. Brad Stevens has zero championships, and he's now not even a coach in the league. He's a GM.
Missed.
I was right about that. I mean, let's face it. I'm right more often than I'm wrong on the show. I do get things wrong occasionally, but not very often.
No.
You know, my picks were a little weird last week, but we're getting back on track this week.
It's okay.
It's going to be an interesting week as far as picks go. Because all kidding aside, like Tanner's show, I do not have my pick ready for tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. So, I mean, it's a Thursday night special. First Thursday night special without Colfax being in studio, and it's Broncos-Browns, and it's a pretty serious Thursday night special. We may need to have a lifeline. We may call you and have you just hit a note or something. Well, your first day tomorrow? Official?
It is.
Officially, yeah. They might not appreciate us calling. Well,
I should be off.
You should
by
be
that
done.
Time.
Yeah, you should
I'll be
off
by that time.
Because you're going to be up early in the morning.
So early.
You're getting up earlier than. So I get up at 4. You're going to be there at 4.
I will
you?
Be there at 4. I'll be in Denver at 4.
You will be driving when it's dark, and let me just give you some words of encouragement. That kind of morning is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, it's you get past that initial 5 minutes of, oh, I just got to get up. That sucks. But it's quiet. It's dark. It's even on cold days, even in the winter months, it's still, assuming the roads aren't crazy. trying to make you feel bad.
Nothing's working.
I love early mornings, man.
I'm okay. There shouldn't be any traffic, so that'll be nice.
That's going to be fine, too, right?
Yeah.
You take the interstate, or are you taking...
I don't know, probably the old 85, the old back road.
You go the old 85.
Scenic.
Yeah.
I guess I won't be seeing much if it's dark, but... The old scenic route.
Yeah, I think that's good. It's bright and early. So what time you got to go to bed now?
Probably like 7 p.m.
Dang.
Or 8 at the latest.
So you got to save the partying for Fridays, man.
Because yep.
you can't stay up.
Exactly. Only Fridays.
Right, only Fridays. That's pretty much it. That's because you got to get your schedule adjusted.
Because if I screw up on a Saturday, and then it'll screw up my Sunday night, which will screw up my Monday.
Yeah.
It's just a big old chain reaction.
It's a chain reaction, man. It's a different life, but you're a morning... Being a morning person is not bad. And I'm not necessarily a morning person. I'm not up... You know, I like to exercise and stuff, and then I do some work. But there's some people that are morning people that are just up, and they're ready. That's the day. They're ready to go. That's going to be you.
It's going to have to be.
It's going to have to be. And I think you can do it, absolutely.
Thank you.
You will become... Morning Colfax.
Mr. Morning Colfax.
Tell you guys about Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. Norfolk Iron and Metal, like many others, are looking for members to join their team. Visit their website, norfolkiron.com, or call their Greeley location, 970-352-6722, to find out why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and Metal. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Nuggets start tonight. And listen, no Jamal Murray. I think the Nuggets are 5.5-point dog tonight. Joker getting after this team, saying, hey, we suck right now. He told Mike Malone that. Michael Malone. I have a tough time with that. Mike and Michael, I always just assumed you were good with either one, but whatever. Michael Malone said, hey, Joker told me that we aren't good. We suck right now. We're just running up and down the floor. We're not running plays. We're going to get our ass kicked on Wednesday. He said that. Doesn't quite sound like Joker, but I kind of like it. I kind of like him putting a little fire maybe into this team. I'm very curious to see how this group responds without Jamal. You know, and again, here they are disrespected again. You know, the team-wise, you know, the first thing they say about the Nuggets is all about, it's about Jamal Murray. Oh, they're without Jamal Murray. That's the big thing that is being said about the Nuggets. I mean, when you look at ESPN, when we last saw them, Nikola Jokic's MVP season fizzled out in a four-game sweep at the hands of the Suns in the conference semifinals. Without Jamal Murray, the Nuggets were no match for the Suns. Now Denver waits to see when Murray will be able to return from a torn ACL suffered in mid-April. I mean, that's a story. I get that, but that's not the story. The story is, can you follow it up? The most disrespected MVP in league history is Nikola Jokic. And if you want to disagree and think that I'm whining about it, go somewhere else. Because that's the truth. I've never seen a guy left off of your promotional posters and your commercials and your preseason voting from the GMs. I mean, he's at six. He's not even top five. He's literally the last MVP we witnessed. But do you remember how, this is a storyline to me, remember how his season ended? Getting ejected from the game. You know, his brothers were ready to rumble. I mean, that was a low time, I think, for Nuggets fans, because you love Joker. He doesn't, I mean, yeah, he can get into it, but you don't think of him as having a mean bone in his body. Although he looked pretty mean that when Booker tried to get in his face. I was like, at that moment, oh boy. Joker had that look. Kind of want to see that look. I kind of want to see it. Now, I mean, he's an MVP if he does exactly what he did last year. He can win MVP again. But I wouldn't mind seeing a little pissed off Nikola Jokic. A guy that calls his team out and says, we're going to get killed. We don't know what we're doing. Staring down Booker. Bring it on, man. I don't want to see him silly fouls. We got to get away from that stuff. The slap, the reach when he gets frustrated. We got to get away from that. But you got to have some fight tonight. And I know Jamal Murray's not there, but this is like Aaron Gordon. I need you to be the Aaron Gordon we saw for those first like 15 games when they got you. You know, looking at this roster, there's a lot of guys I'm excited about, but I need to see it, man. I need to see Will Barton be the guy that he thinks he is. Seriously. You know, you're hearing a lot about Bones Highland. Is he going to be an instant producer for the Nuggets? Michael Porter Jr. They just signed him to his max contract to what he could get. Now's the time to prove it. You got to be better than just a shooter. You got to be a scorer. You got to be better on defense. Monte Morris is the starting point guard. Michael Malone called him Mr. Denver. Not sure why. I guess it's a compliment, right? Jermichael Green coming off the bench. Austin Rivers is back. PJ Dozier. Jeff Green, the new addition. This is basically the same team as last year, save for Jeff Green, basically one veteran, Paul Millsap gone, Jeff Green enter, Bones Highland at the rookie. So it's essentially the same basketball team, minus a couple of their late season pickups like JaVale McGee and such, which JaVale McGee joined the dark side. He's playing for the Suns tonight. The Suns have almost ran this thing back. You know, so they're trying to just go right from pick up right where they left off. Losing in the finals, they want to be able to take that next step. They were the surprise of the league last year with Chris Paul really leading this team. But I don't think that they're going to sneak up on anybody this season. And, you know, right now, with Aiden's situation, they stopped contract talks. You wonder if that's something that distracts DeAndre Ayton. They stopped those contract talks because he wanted a max deal. they didn't reach that contract extension. So you wonder if that's a distraction that will weigh over the Suns throughout the course of the season. Plus five tonight, 5.5 for the Nuggets. What do you think? Our Power to Play sports poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. Over under 47.5. That's what I saw with DraftKings this morning, was the over and under. Over or under that? I am going over. I could see this team flirting with that 50. Flirting with that 50. We got 60% saying over. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. When we come back, I want to get into more about the Broncos tomorrow night. There is a lot riding on this game. The Raiders game, listen, I know everybody's mad about the Raiders game, and I am too. There's no excuse for it, but the bottom line is the Raiders rallied. We did we not say that before the game? We said last week that the Raiders, you could go one way, and they could rally. You know, where I remember I compared it to when the Antonio Brown thing happened. That was against the Broncos too, and they needed a rally. They would either crumble because the Brown situation had gotten so bad and everybody disrespected them, or they were going to rally, and they rallied against Denver. Well, they rallied against Denver the other night. At the end of the day, it's still Derek Carr. So we knew that was a possibility. What about tomorrow night? Does this game now suddenly have more pressure than what the Raiders game did? The Browns are worse than the Raiders, right? Without their starting quarterback, without their two starting running backs, or without their two best running backs. You got to think, let's talk about that and storylines behind it. What's this mean for Teddy Bridgewater? And if he does play, is this just another example of Vic Fangio being a bad head coach? You shouldn't put a guy out there if he can barely get off the podium. We'll talk about that next. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
You want nuggets insight, then you want The Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here. Great new sponsor of the show, Hooligans. Write this down. It's a perfect place for us to hang out. When we get remotes, you guys come out, hang out. The GOAT. Yes, The GOAT. The local sports bar in Greeley, Colorado. I was there last night for the Ed McCaffrey Coaches Show, and I love it. I mean, they've got TVs everywhere. They have DirecTV. I just want to throw that out there. They have NFL Sunday Ticket as well. They have ESPN Plus they can pipe into the TVs. Because last night, I was like, dude, you guys aren't going to have the Avs game because they're playing on ESPN Plus. So you're not going to be able to have the Avs since they're blacked out on DirecTV or they're not going to carry it. Boom. Threw it right up there from ESPN Plus. So they got DirecTV. So it'd be ESPN, all the major outlets, the Pac-12 network, the big college network, so you can go out and watch anything. I'm told a lot of Nebraska fans go out there if you want to watch the Cornhuskers play. I guess that's what they do. You can they try to play football. The GOAT is great. I mean, it absolutely is. And it's been fun. I mean, that's where Ed McCaffrey hangs out. George Karl hangs out at the GOAT. That's where we met for lunch last week. So former Nuggets coach George Karl, he said, hey, this is approved. This is George Karl approved. Check out the GOAT. Tell him we sent you from The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Saw this from Nico Carvacho's Twitter account. Sad, rough news. Nico Carvacho, of course, the leading rebounder in Mountain West basketball history. Former CSU stud. It is sad and disappointing to announce I will be needing surgery and will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL. This might be the toughest time at this point in my basketball career. At the beginning, I was lost and wondering why, but I remembered that God gives his toughest battles to his toughest soldiers. I've been here before. I have faced adversity and won, so I'm determined to be back stronger and better. I promise that I will persevere, and there is no other option to just put my head down and get to work. So Nico Carvacho, man, thinking about you. Great friend of the show. We've had him on this program several times. So, you know, we'll be rooting for you, man, to make a recovery. Just like, you know, what we're seeing with Jamal Murray. I saw Jamal Murray dunked it today. So is that, maybe Chris will know this better. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. You know, what does that mean? Are we on schedule? Are we ahead of schedule? Is it still looking like March? February? Boy, that'd be nice if it was February. But bottom line is the Nuggets have a job to do. They got to get this thing figured out without Jamal Murray for the first few months of the season. And they're starting off right off the bat with Phoenix, team that knocked them out of the playoffs in four. So that game's tonight. Ready for it. We'll talk to Chris Dempsey about it next. As for the Broncos, how about this? I mean, I think that if you... What was that video taken? When was that video taken of Teddy Bridgewater? Yesterday? If you're, like, limping around on a Tuesday before you play on a Thursday, where it looks like you've kind of progressively gotten worse, should you even go? Fangio, according to Mike Kliss 6 hours ago, says Fangio thinks he'll play. Shermer thinks he'll play. Teddy wouldn't comment, and he wouldn't commit as to whether he'll play, repeating he's only focused on rehab and game plan. Mike Kliss went on to say from 9 News, mix in the limp, and this may be a true 50-50 status by bus time. That was 6 hours ago. So, but I'm looking at the video. This was yesterday. James Palmer retweeted it. Teddy Bridgewater is dealing with a foot injury that the Broncos believe he can play through tomorrow versus the Browns. Watch him try and get off the podium. He literally jumps off and makes sure he doesn't land on his injured left foot. Not a question of toughness, but a concern. Would you play him? You're coaching. I'm watching it right now. He's like, turn the cameras off, jokingly. No one did that. He jumps. It's his left ankle. He jumps, lands on his right. He limps off. Teddy is not Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, but he does rely on his feet. He does move around in the pocket. If he can't do that, he's going to get hurt. Now, I'm putting everything aside. You know me, Colbs. I want to see what Drew Lock has. I want to put it to bed. I want to close the book. If you want any shot of this and you truly believe that it's Teddy, which there's no reason for us not to believe it's Teddy this year, through the rest of the year, even though he struggled the last three games. Do you want to risk getting him out there and getting him really hurt? Where, I mean, who knows, man? I mean, you're favoring that ankle. That's when you can mess up the other leg. When you start favoring one ankle, one leg over the other, then you mess up the other leg. Or you get that other leg hurt even worse. I just, again, watching this from yesterday, even seeing James Palmer tweet this out 6 hours ago, hey, maybe you do ask him to sit this out. Or do you look, is a hobbled Teddy Bridgewater, who Vic Fangio still claims that it was 50-50, right? The competition, even at the end of the day, was basically 50-50. Teddy won it. So it's still 50-50 with a hurt Teddy Bridgewater? A limping away from the podium, Teddy Bridgewater. I don't believe that. I think your best bet, if you do want to try to salvage something, and then you kill two birds with one stone, right? Drew, I you know, I'll tell you what, I won't even use the reps excuse. He hasn't really had any reps, Drew Lock. If he goes out tomorrow night against Cleveland and he's bad, then that's it. We close the book once and for all, and it's done. And Drew Lock is a backup for the rest of the year, and then he's gone next year. Wouldn't that be something, though? The guy that gets benched for Teddy comes in and saves, for at least the season, saves Vic Fangio and Pat Shermer's bacon. Because if Vic and Pat can survive tomorrow night, if they can survive not being fired, one of them, not being fired this coming weekend or Friday, then I think it's safe to say that they stay the season. It is very rare to fire coaches in the middle of season. It happens. But Denver especially, it would be rare because they may be moving on anyway. With a new owner, they may be just flipping the script and going, starting completely over. So, if they can make it through tomorrow night, and I mean win, then maybe they don't get fired. Maybe Vic's the guy for the rest of the year. Noob says, yeah, he moves in the pocket so much he got smoked 17 times last week. Noob, I get what you're saying. As much as I'd like to make this about like a Drew Lock thing, he should be in there. That line looked awful. That offensive line looked absolutely awful. So, I mean, I don't know how you talk about moving around. He couldn't do anything as soon as he snapped the ball. Was he good? No, he hasn't been good. He's part of the problem. He's not the problem. He's not the top three problem, but he's part of it. 30 minutes after the hour, get your thoughts on that. We're going to talk to Chris Dempsey, all things Denver Nuggets, as they start their season tonight against the Phoenix Suns. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Opening night for the Denver Nuggets. The last memory we had of this team was, getting knocked out of the playoffs and Suns in four, all that drama. And, hey, it's not the playoffs, but maybe the Nuggets can get some redemption tonight at 8 o'clock tip-off. Joining me now, and the goal is to hear from this man every single week as we love it, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV, our Nuggets insider. Chris, man, it is great to get you back on the show.
Hey, we back.
Are you ready? Yep. Are you ready for tonight, man? I mean, it feels like it's been only like a couple of days since we got knocked out, but also it feels like an eternity at the same time.
So it's not quite the regular off season, but certainly longer than the bubble off season. Yeah. So you have all these forces at work, but. I'm ready. We can only hope the Nuggets are too.
and Chris, without, we all know this. It's the big one we've discussed all offseason. No Jamal Murray, and hopefully sooner rather than later. But we're not counting on him anytime soon. So, the bat, the Nuggets kind of have some adversity they need to overcome.
Yeah, I think it's the most interesting thing about this season. You know, who are the Nuggets going to be? I mean, there is a chance that he doesn't play at all this season. Certainly would. At the very least, missed the majority of the season. And so, can the Nuggets survive? Can the Nuggets thrive? What will their identity be? Who will step up in his absence? Can they still be a top four team, or will they fall into a little bit more of a play-in basketball team? I just think it's going to be an interesting season in that respect, and to see which of these players, kind of grows and turns into, at least a star for this basketball team in what it needs and, around Nikola Jokic. And so I'm just very interested to see how this team evolves and grows over the course of the season.
Well, talk to us about Nikola Jokic, Chris. Obviously, Joker, he's goofing around. He's still the same lovable Joker. But Coach Malone talking about what the Joker's saying, hey, we're not good enough right now. He kind of went on to say we might lose Wednesday if we don't get our act together.
Yeah, so apparently he said that after a scrimmage portion of a practice, and basically just said to the team, we're not running the plays right. We don't know the plays. We're just not doing things right. And that's what you want from your leader. Michael Malone also did say, well, I wish he would have said that in the middle of the scrimmage and not at the end of it. But it's good for him to speak up. And, I think what we've seen over the last year or two from Nikola Jokic is more of a willingness to speak up and make his voice heard and be a leader on this basketball team. And so, no matter when it comes, there was a point in time, Brady, that nobody said anything ever, right? So you would have the coach saying, I wish somebody would say something at any point in time, and be a leader. And so now you have your best player being that guy. And you have multiple players, you know, standing up and saying things. Jeff Green was also singled out that day. Will Barton was also singled out as having said something to the team that day. And so when you have that, that's a good thing. It also recognizes that, you know, they recognize where they need to be. They know that they're not there. And, you know, just as we saw with the Lakers last night, I don't think anybody should overreact to anything that happens today, like whether they win or they lose, because, you know, it is a long journey. It's the first 82-game season that we will have seen in 2 years.
Wow. I didn't even really think about that. I thought about last year. Yeah, 2 years. You're exactly right. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a long journey, and you know, just obviously it'll begin with this single step.
Yeah, Chris Dempsey joining us from Altitude TV. What kind of guy is Nikola Jokic going to be? You know, he gets the MVP, and I know he says all the things. You know, hey, I'm not concerned about it. It's not going to add pressure. But I took that comment from Michael Malone as maybe we are going to see, you know, we saw Joker get ejected the last time out, right? So we that's still kind of fresh in our minds. Are we going to see a Joker with a little more edge, or is this going to just be Joker doing his thing, filling up the stat sheet, great guy, lovable, or do you see a little feist coming out of the MVP?
Well, I think he's a competitor. You know, I think one of the things that, especially, it's crystal clear to me, especially when you got in the playoffs, like this dude wants to win, and he makes all the plays, he's dialed in, everything, all his actions on a basketball court are with the intention of, let's get this win here tonight, let's get this dub. And so I think that we'll just see that same guy, you know, how they use him over the course of the season will be interesting. You know, how many minutes do you play him? How much of a load do you have him carry over the course of this long season? And, you know, so from that standpoint, I'm interested to see how the coaching staff uses, how Michael Malone deploys him on a night-to-night basis and on a week-to-week and month-to-month basis. But I think I'm not worried about Nikola Jokic from a competitor standpoint. He's the kind of guy that, even though he's quiet, he's not necessarily quiet around his teammates, but he's quiet in general. You know, he's kind of a silent assassin. Like he wants to win, and I think he'll do anything on a court on a given night to make sure that the Nuggets get that W.
Chris, you've been covering the NBA a long time, man. I keep seeing like Bleacher Report. I shared it on Twitter. I see the images they're putting out of different players, reaching for the title, and I'm seeing the promos. And I mean, I know I sound like sour grapes. I sound like a spoiled baby, but I mean, my goodness, man, we're not highlighting Nikola Jokic enough. He's still not on these pictures. He's still not on all these posters. What gives? I mean, he's the most recent MVP, and still no love for the Joker.
Yeah. I mean, that's he's not on all the promos. That's a fact.
Yeah.
He's on more than he was on, and that's
true.
A good thing. You know, that's a good thing. And you know, watching especially some of the ESPN into the run-up of these games, you know, he's featured pretty prominently as, you know, can a Joker beat a full house, which I thought was pretty creative from their ad department. But yeah, I mean, unless you have a lot of flash, or unless you're in, you know, if you're a high flyer dunker, 3-point, just raining 3-point shots down, or super aggressive personality person out there in social media and fashion and all this kind of stuff, those are the players in a league that, you know, it really does spotlight its individuals. Those are the players that are going to grab the spotlight first. And, you know, Nikola doesn't care about any of that. Shows up to games in sweats, doesn't have any social media, you know, he's not worried about any of that stuff. So then that makes you, even as you're winning an MVP, it makes you a little bit more of a background person in a league that really spotlights it, the people who really are trying to put themselves out front. So I don't expect that, you know, listen, I mean, you know, at the risk of, you know, if after you win an MVP and your team gets to the second round of playoffs, this is the amount of publicity that you're going to get, then probably it's not going to get any better. unless the Nuggets win an actual NBA title. And he's in the middle of that. But until that happens, I would surmise that this would be about the amount of saturation that we'll see, Jokic saturation that we'll see In the advertising market.
Yeah, which is just incredible. But on to the rest of this roster, Chris. A lot of interesting storylines going in. Michael Porter Jr., though, gets his contract. Now we need to see that next step, right? Throughout the course of the season last year, we saw the growth there. Maybe a little step back in the playoffs because they were guarding him tight. Now we want to see this Porter create. We want to see him play better defensively. So I think I'm really intrigued to see how his season progresses. Especially these first couple of months without Jamal Murray.
Yeah, me too. You know, but you know what? I think you know how it was reported. There's a clause in his contract that takes it, you know, all the way up to $207 million if he makes an All the NBA team. I seriously, Brady, and I know listeners are going to go, okay, whatever. I mean, you know, he works for altitude. I seriously think he's going to push to make one of the All NBA teams. And you know, the opportunity is there for him. In the last 20 games of the season, he averaged 23 points, like 7 or 8 rebounds, shot 54% from the field and 43% from the three-point line. You do that again this year, and for a team that's in the top four, you think he can't make third team All-NBA? I mean, that's not a thing that he couldn't make. And I would expect that he's going to hover around 25 points per game this season, with some pretty high shooting percentages, because I think he still is mindful about getting himself on the offensive glass. I think he's doing a little bit better in terms of, you know, cutting and getting himself easier looks, not just jump shooting, because, you know, the jump shot, even though his doesn't seem to really go very often, they do come and go in a very normal sense. But I am very interested to see, you know, what he puts out there on the basketball court. You know, in the first, quarter of the first preseason game, he put 16 on the board, and I'm looking at him like, okay, this dude's ready. he's really ready. And for him, you know, he worked out with Steph Curry in the summer for a week and, you know, got the pointers and got some tutelage from Steph Curry. And then he's also just a very hard worker. You know, I mean, the one thing you can never say about Michael Porter Jr. is that he doesn't work, that he doesn't care. He always does. I thought I saw really good improvement from him last season in all the areas that you just outlined in the question. And I would expect that that's going to be the same this season. If anybody expects him to be a lockdown defender, then you should stop watching. That's not going to be Michael Porter Jr. But what he can be is a dialed-in team defender all the time. He's going to win his fair share of battles if he gets put out in space on a player, just because he's athletic enough and has got a good wingspan to be able to affect some things. And then what we saw a lot last year was coming on weak side help. He can block shots. And so I just expect that he'll improve in all of those areas, but he's not going to be Kawhi Leonard. And so, like, we just have to make sure that we're keeping this all in context. He needs to not be a liability on defense, even if he's not going to be, you know, a top 10 defensive player in the league. And that's going to be good enough for the Nuggets, because you just don't want to be, you just don't want to have these areas on the court where teams can really hone in and attack you and have consistent success. And so that's what you're staying away from. I expect that Michael Porter Jr. Will be improved in that area as well.
Well, Chris, I'm looking forward to it, man. We're up against a break today. We're pressed for time today. But next week we'll look to see, hey, where we are with these first couple of games under our belt. Yeah. And see, you know, I know Bones Highland. I'm excited to see how much of a part he plays, how much of a role he plays with this team. So many questions, so many storylines, Chris. And I know you guys will have stuff for us coming up for pregame and everything. What time does everything get started for you guys, at least as far as your coverage goes?
Yeah, our coverage is going to be, let's see, the game's at 8, so 7:30 tonight. This year we're going down to half-hour pregame show, so 7:30 for tonight's game, and then obviously halftime and postgame. I'll be on the set with Hans and Dick.
I love it, man. Nobody better, Chris. We appreciate you, my friend, and go Nuggets. Let's see if we can grab the victory number one tonight.
Yes, absolutely. All right, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Get the goodbyes in. Colfax is he's wrapping this bad boy up, and he's moving on. He's getting out of here. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
A little classic right there, Colfax.
The original theme song.
The original theme song. Right when you, right when we started, when the whole show, and then we went back to, of course, Chili Peppers. But
yeah,
couple of minutes remaining, Colfax.
You know, I just want to really say thank you to Brady for giving me this opportunity. It's been amazing.
It's tough.
And, you know, thank you, Oligans, for letting me be a part of your day.
Dixon says,
really try not to cry here. But
Dixon says, rest in peace, Colfax.
I'm not dying, but thank you. That helps lighten the mood a little bit. It's been real fun.
Yeah, so. It has been, my friend. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We know we'll be still seeing each other. We'll still be hanging out. We'll still be doing all that stuff. Man, you helped take this show from where it was to what we needed it to be. And we just appreciate you for that, man. Susan and Cheryl, I know they're... Are they going with you, by the way? Is that... No.
I think they come with the station.
I think... I'm guessing they couldn't get a job, you know, anywhere else.
They're a little too wild.
A little too wild, my friend. Well, Colfax, man, it's been a crazy ride. It's been fantastic. And like I said, we're looking forward to seeing the big things that you can do. And, you know, just keep on rocking, man.
Right back at you, Brady.
All right, dude. Well, you know what? Any picks for tonight? Nuggets beating the Suns? One last pick?
Nugs in one.
Is your boy Case Keenum beating the Broncos tomorrow?
I got to go with the Broncos.
You're going with the Broncos?
I got to.
All right. Friday, CSU's playing Utah State. Do the Rams make it three straight in conference play?
Doubtful. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. It's on the road. Utah State's a good team. There's a lot going there. So, we're at 55-50.
We're there, man.
We're there, man. We're out. Colfax.
Oh, no, we're not there.
We're close, but
we're
okay.
Almost there. It's my last day. I can't pay attention.
We've had times where I go out way too early, or Colfax goes out. You rarely do it, but there's times I signed off, and we ended up just playing music for like 3 minutes before.
Let's go back to this one.
Let's go back to the old school.
There we go.
Let's do that one, man. Let's end it on an extremely positive note. You go tear them up. Well, I'm sure we'll hear from you at some point. You might even make an appearance on the roof.
That may be. I would bet on it.
You
could see.
And you're still playing fantasy football, so you can
yep,
beat the hell out of Dixon throughout the year.
Maybe. I mean, already lost the first one.
Now you beat Tanner.
I beat Tanner. I did beat Tanner.
What
girlfriend.
Feels better, beating Tanner or beating Dixon? What would be better? Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it?
That is a tough one.
Noob says, you the man, Colfax.
Thank you, Noob.
You the man. Take us out, Colfax.